This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is an age-old argument that we're not going to get to the bottom of, but we're going to have to hear both sides of it for sure.
Yay. My husband wants to start spying on our teenage son. He's been in some trouble, and we're worried that he's starting to hang around some questionable people. My husband wants to install a tracker on his car and recording devices in the car and in his room. Audio only, though, not video.
Okay.
He says it's our job as parents and we'll only be doing it for our son's own good. I think it's a violation of our son's privacy, but my husband was raised to believe that if you don't get privacy while you're living under your... He says we can use the information to make better parenting decisions and address the actual issues rather than using vague parent guesses. Should we spy on our son to be better parents? This is from Mandy. Absolutely, Mandy. Get it done. What are you doing writing us? Start hooking up the equipment.
I find it fascinating that you think that.
Why? I know. As a kid, I would be totally against it. Now that I'm adult, it's my house, my rules. Boom!
I just want to clarify. Did you just claim you're an adult?
Vaguely.
Okay. Yeah, but it sounded like a declaration there.
Mm.
Maybe fake it till you feel it. Huh?
Where are you at there, Dad?
I feel like I will be the guy who wants to spy, but I also feel, you know what? This is your fault.
What's this on me?
Because you've said it before, and I'm starting to believe it.
Uh-oh.
If you feel the need to spy on your 16-year-old, what you don't need sophisticated equipment like recording devices. You need a flux capacitor. You need to go back in time.
There it is.
And raise your kid right.
Nicely done, dude.
Because if
by that age, forget it.
What are you going to do? It's like correcting the course of the Titanic.
You're not
going to turn it.
Yeah.
It's either... Although...
Stay the course.
The way things are now, the things you can put on your kid's car, you can put a thing on it that tells you if they go too fast. You can put a thing on that tells you what part of town. It will alert you. If you can set up a geo fence and it'll alert you if they go outside that fence. And the technology is getting better and better and better. I feel like the people who make that kind of technology wouldn't be doing it unless there was a demand for it. So I think that a lot of people are doing this. I don't think privacy is a right until you're paying for your own right.
My dad always told me, you're not earning our trust, so we're not giving you our trust. It's always on me to begin the trust. I had to initiate it.
Trust isn't something that's just earned and you can lose. It's not a currency, so you needed to earn it first.
I did. They weren't going to give it to me. And real quick, you're starting to touch on this day and age, and you have it in your house too. I am shocked that there are still children living in homes that have nests and all these
cameras and stuff.
All that stuff. They forget that they're constantly under surveillance.
Yeah.
How can you forget that? Your house, everything on the outside, perimeters on the inside, it's like the CIA over there.
Yeah, my house is a little bit.
You got concertina wire. You got
any
everything.
Of that sort of stuff in my house. My problem with this OPP is I don't know how. I can tell you, much like you, I think I'm a hypocrite because you're a total hypocrite. If your parents had done that to you, you'd have been mad.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're all for it.
How can I get your trust if you don't give me a chance to give it to you?
I'm the type of person who believes in using as much technology as you can.
Yeah.
So it seems like I should be on Team Spy. And I think I would spy on a lot of things. I feel like with my kids, like I don't want to hear what my son's doing in his room. She's saying they're going to put listening devices in his room.
Yeah.
Do you remember being a 16-year-old in your room?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
But I also don't want any part of what could happen if I don't address the issues.
There you go.
He could be dead. He could be a father. I don't know. I was putting those in order of severity, but now I'm starting to wonder which is worse. I don't.
It's one thing not to trust somebody, you don't have to allow them in your house. It's another thing when you have a family member that you're supposed to, you're in charge of the caregiving and raising, and they're in your house. You can't just go, hey, get out. They're in your house. You got to do something. If you don't trust them.
So here's where I'm at. I think what we need to do is get people who have absolutely spied on their children on the phone. And
make you a better parent?
We need to know that. Did it become like an obsession? Were you starting to like watch it more than you should? Read their text messages more? They, if you don't let your kids send some racy text messages, part of that interplay, like with human, like we got to flirt with notes and now it's just text messages. Mm-hmm. No one was monitoring every note you passed in class, but we like parents have the thing where any iMessage that goes between their phone and another, I know parents that they see every single message their kid sends on their own phone. That might be too far, but it also, you might just need it because the bad stuff that's out there is so much worse to me than it was when we were around. Because the weird pedophile style people can find you through these apps and stuff. Yeah. So I guess I'm just talking in circles saying, no. On the one hand, I want to trust my kids. On the other hand, I don't trust the rest of the world, and I want... It's my job to do everything in my power to keep my kids safe. This is something I can do within my power.
There you go.
So shouldn't I wield that?
Yeah, because that's being a good parent. End of story.
But being a good parent should have happened when they were 10.
Uh-huh.
And 5.
There it is. But you didn't do your job as a parent, and now you have to pay the price for it.
Now I have to go to a tech store.
Yeah, now you have to take it out on your kid because you failed as a parent. Now I have to turn around and punish my kid for it.
So we need both sides. If you're a parent who's done the spy thing, and how far is too far? Just putting a tracker on their car, I don't think that's that big a deal.
Okay.
Because you got to know where they are when they say, no, I'm over at Susie's house. It's like, bloop, bloop, yep. you're at such and such bar. You got to know that.
Yeah.
Reading their text messages, maybe too far. Putting a listening device in their room.
No.
Putting a listening device in their car. What is this? What is this, government work?
Uh-huh.
You want to know all that. Then who's got time to pour through all the footage? Of,
you're right. There is that. Now, instead of being a parent and maybe have a job or a career, now I'm going to spend most of my focus on being a private investigator now. Because why? Because my kid hasn't earned my trust. I can't trust my own flesh and blood in my own house. This is what I'm forced to do as a parent. I got to fight. I'm not just doing this for I got to fight technology of the world here. That kid has access to everything I do too, and more. So I got to keep up. I got to be armed.
You're right.
Yeah.
I just don't know how far it should go. I think I'm kind of in between. I think mom is right. Like, we don't have to do all this, but dad is right. You're a bad parent if you don't do anything. If you just go, I raised you good when you was 5. Now you're 15. You got your learner's permit. Get out there and do.
There it like, is. Yeah. No.
There's giving them rope to develop, and then there's like giving them rope to jump off a cliff in a suicide mission. That I think doing nothing is not right.
Me too. And every place that child goes now, they're under surveillance. Walking down the street, going into the building, everywhere. So why can't? What's wrong with them being under surveillance in the home? Why?
And in their car and
yep.
All right. They want to know, Mandy wants to know, should they spy? The dad wants to go all in with recording devices. She wants to do pretty much nothing. What have you done? And give us the pros and cons of spying on your teenager. Holly?
Yay.
Yay.
Spy or no spy? Are you into it?
I don't see any reason why you have to spy. I think that is absolutely absurd. I have a 17-year-old, and I made it very clear from the beginning. I pay for your internet to have your email. I pay for your phone. So if I feel like you're doing something wrong, I'm going to go through it. So he knows at any point in time, I'm going to go through it if I need to. Does that mean that he's not going to do stupid stuff? No. But when I go through it, I'm not hiding it from him. And there's no distrust that he then feels from me because I was up front from the very beginning.
You were. You laid the ground rules here. You can abide by them or not. It's up to you.
Right. So it's crazy that when you spy on your kids, because if they catch you spying, you've lost their trust. Then they're upset with you as opposed to just like I said, being a parent is
upfront.
Pay for this. This is how it is.
It's not spying if you tell them it's happening.
That is true.
Right. Yeah.
So, it's not like that. I get the distinction because in my house, we have like the Nest cams all over the place. They're obvious. They're not hidden as a clock radio or anything.
You're
on camera.
You're in my house. You know this is what's
going
to
happen. As soon as you're shoving a microphone behind their pillow in their room, unbeknownst to them,
and it's kind of gross, to be honest.
It is gross.
I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't really want to know what my 17-year-old does in his room.
I can tell you what he's doing in his room, and you don't want to hear it.
Right. So there is a point that he has to trust that I'm going to give him a certain sense of privacy. This is how they grow up and learn that, too.
But you're right.
Am I going to make the right choices or not?
But if your kid showed behavior or did stuff to not earn your trust, what are you supposed to do now? I got a person living in my house full time that they don't trust me and I don't trust them.
It's like prison rules, man.
It is, and it sucks, but guess what? We all had those rules as kids. You either are going to follow them or you're going to take the consequences of not following them.
Which is being recorded, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think gender matters?
No, absolutely not.
Spy or monitor either gender?
No, because I think it's the same. I have both a son and a daughter. And honestly, I it would be like us, like especially if they're teenagers. I don't want to be spied on.
Yeah.
I would be livid if I was somewhere where somebody was, there's a camera on me and I'm unaware of it.
But what are they going to do?
Whether it's in my home or not.
I know they're not going to. What are they going to do?
They're going to move out.
Thank you for the call. The thing is like, I would think that you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in your own room.
Okay.
So you shouldn't have
monitors and listening
devices. In the room,
when
you're driving the car somewhere, I don't know if you can expect privacy. Like you said, when you get out of your car at the ATM, there's a camera right there. In the privacy of your room, I think you've gone too far.
Because they have to have privacy somewhere. And where's the one little place they can always... Yeah, I see that.
They need like a safe place.
You're right, and I see that.
Stephanie?
Yay. Well, I'm actually younger, and I still live with my parents. They still help me pay for my bills and everything.
Okay.
And I think it's best that they do maybe put a tracker on their phone or even their car, because I'm actually thankful for it in the long run. At first, I was a little upset, but I'm thankful for it because if I were to break down somewhere or something were to happen to me, I always have my cell phone. And if my parents can't get a hold of me, they can pull up the tracking app and say, she's right here. We can go get her. We can go help her.
That is cool, right?
It's creepy Big Brother, but it's cool.
Yeah, but okay. Doing it to your kid, is that right or wrong, though?
Up till what age?
See, that's the thing. There's that too.
18? But if they're, or until they move out of your house.
Which could be 29.
When do you stop? Right. So it's like, I know where my 28-year-old daughter is tonight.
Dang.
I don't know when you.
Yeah.
But you, like, as an 18-year-old, you've got your brain around it and you're thankful, which is cool.
Yeah, I am extremely thankful for it. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, I do think to myself, hopefully eventually they'll stop so I can go and do what I want. But right now I am thankful for it. But putting something in the room, I find is a little overbearing, because my best friend comes over all the time, and I'll be honest, sometimes I bring up stuff that really pisses me off that my parents do.
Yeah.
And I don't really want my parents listening to.
You need to have a safe place.
Yes.
And if the safe place isn't in your home, then it's going to be somewhere else, and your parents wouldn't like that.
Okay, now we're getting into something that
you want their safe place to be under your roof.
Yes.
So give them a cone of silence somewhere in the house. Thank you, Stephanie, for the call. Shannon?
Yay.
You've spied on a 16-year-old.
Nice.
So I have 14 and 16-year-old boys.
Okay.
Dang.
And so we have cameras in the house that weren't meant to spy on them, but my 16-year-old's been caught sneaking his girlfriend out of the house and those kind of things. So, you know, I don't think that they should put audio things in their bedroom, because their bedroom is kind of their secret spot.
Okay.
But you do have to be a parent.
So what?
And so
these cameras weren't hidden cameras, Shannon. They were in plain sight.
No, my cameras are in plain sight in our room. We got them because I took a trip to Europe and left my 16-year-old home.
Jeez.
With my parents not being far away. But he, they ding on my cell phone if there's any activity that, you know, somebody's walked by it or whatever, and I'm not home, and it popped up. She was walking out the front door, and I thought, you have got to be kidding me.
Right?
You saw the girlfriend walking out.
Right?
Right.
So you got to do what you got to do.
Use a window.
For him, it's been a learning lesson. You know, it's kind of one of those things where he's got a tracker on his phone, too. I'm able to see where he's at all times, and if he's, you know, staying the night at a friend's house and I just happen to pop on it and he's out at 3 o'clock in the morning, I text him and say, what are you doing?
Yep.
And he's like, oh, oops, sorry.
Wow.
Yes.
So you recommend it though.
I do. I recommend there's a tactic way to do it. They still have to have their independence, but I 100% believe you need to be a parent and recommend it.
And it sounds like it's working on your son because he's, you know, starting to toe the line. He's becoming a better citizen. He's trying to
listen to you. Thank you for the call, Shannon.
See?
You just start to insert. She didn't say any of those things, but you're like, sounds like he's a congressman now, right? No, she didn't. No, but you're just like, you're making your point in retro with
what?
Duncan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, so I actually was one of the children who would be spied on by my parents. It was a little bit ago, but we still had Apple IDs and everything.
Okay.
The way my parents would do it is they'd say, listen, we already have access to everything, so we can download it and look at it, or you can show us. And that was the way I would build trust.
Oh, see?
And then would you show them everything, or would you not?
Not everything. The way it would work is if I did something like, let's say, go to a party or something I didn't want them to know about, I would have to log into their Apple information. You know, I'd have the password, even though they didn't know, and I would delete the information straight from the Apple account.
So basically, Duncan, when you found out that your parents were spying on you, you became better at counter espionage and dodging.
It's actually true.
Yes.
Yes, you just took your covert behavior deeper.
But I had my own stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then what do you think? Is the spying work? Did it at least deter you sometimes?
No. It just made me better at hiding it, truthfully. I would have, you know, kids are gonna do what they're gonna do, but it's just a matter of making sure they do it safely, you know? Like what I would have rather had is if, you know, my dad said, if you're gonna be at a party, tell me, and then if you get too messed up, I'll come pick you up. I'll make sure you're safe. They're going to do it, and you can yell at them afterwards.
But do you think you would have actually called them because you'd have been afraid they're going to yell at you anyway?
Well, yeah, it's better than it's better than driving or anything like that, or, you know, having to leave a place where I'm not safe.
Wow.
So, Duncan, please tell me you work for the clandestine services of the government now because you gained so good.
Have you heard of Anonymous, the hacker group? Yeah, that's me. Anonymous is Duncan.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the call, Duncan.
Dude, that's a good point. It just makes your kid get better at
being... So then
being...
that's a vote against Team Steve, which is pro spy. Yep. Jim.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I think that if you are going to be spying on your kids, you need to open yourself to be spied on by your kids as well.
Ooh.
So you can teach them how to interact with people. Teach them how to do it right.
You're saying give them your passwords and you take theirs and it's like to each their own?
Somewhat, you know, maybe spring it on them. Say, hey, you know, we put this tracker in your car. I got one in mine. I'm going to see what you're doing. You see what I'm doing. I got nothing to hide.
You're right. There's going to be no trust in any way in this whole entire family. Everyone's
like,
just, yeah.
But I'm putting myself through. I kind of like the idea of, because I've always hated bosses who are like, yeah, get down and clean that toilet. If they're not willing to, like, at least get their, roll their sleeves up and get dirty with me.
That's true.
This is that in parenting speak.
That's
it's
true.
Like, I'm tracking you, but you can track me.
Yeah.
Go
even
for it.
Steven.
Yeah. Even though I'm the parent.
Well.
And you don't deserve to know which strip club I'm at. That's an interesting theory.
On the up and up yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Did we get anywhere?
You got some kids to go spy on, buddy.
I got to stop by the store and get some more cameras, apparently. If you still want to go pro spy, no spy, we'd love to hear more from you on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.